What's going on, you magical mashed master potatoes? Welcome to
Run Roast
with two Jukes of Hazard Richards and a truck that still has an open window. I'm Gleep Glap, that's Floop-de-doo. Welcome to the show, and we have a great one for you today from Uncle Morty. Crazy Uncle Morty.
Oh, Uncle Morty, all right.
Uncle Morty, he thought he met a unicorn, but it turns out that horn went right up his ass.
She might have looked like a unicorn in the beginning, but now she's a rhino.
As we all know, rhinos are just unicorns that let themselves go. Mm-hmm. What's the average dress size again in the United States?
18.
There you go. It's legal. It can buy lottery tickets, although no longer cigarettes. But you can go die for your country. Meat for the grinder is always acceptable at 18.
Okay, we're gonna have to go with a big fuck off.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Shall we?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Married a woman when I was 27.
Idiot!
Thought I found the proverbial unicorn.
Oh, no.
She seemed to be from a relatively religious family. Right. Now, this part right here is you want to talk about a relatively religious family. This pretty much hits the nail on the head. Mother was a Pentecostal minister. First and foremost, women are not allowed to be ministers if you actually read your Bible.
Yep.
For very good reason. And dad was a carpenter.
Oh, no.
There you go.
There's a power dynamic imbalance there.
Following in the footsteps of Jesus.
Yeah.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
Of course. The dude from the relatively religious family whose mom was a minister and dad was a carpenter banged her like crazy on the first date and fell madly in love.
Things happen, but technically, usually, that is not a good sign.
Whirlwind romance.
That's another big mistake.
Yeah. In September, led to a wedding by January.
Gosh.
You gotta vet the crazy.
Yeah, you do. 90-day rules. People need to put that in stone.
Yeah, he was getting married at like the tail end of the 90-day rule on this one. While she was pregnant with a child we knew wasn't viable and had to be... Okay, we're gonna add this one to the Urban Dictionary. Snooch hoovered out for her safety. You know what? Why don't we just have this guy script our stuff? Because he seems to be coming up with better things to skirt the YouTube algorithm.
That's some funny ass shit right there.
Snooch hoovered. You ever hoovered snooch? I've hoovered snooch. I've hoovered snooch with the best of them. I've hoovered snooch off the off the toilet in the bathroom. I've hoovered snooch off the off a hooker's ass. Oh, wait, are we talking about the same thing?
No, I don't think so.
While she was pregnant, the second time, with my daughter, she admitted to me that she used to blow old men and give them handies to finance the luxury consumer goods she had a taste for.
Prostitute.
See, now, if you had waited 3 years before you even cohabitated with this woman, it might have come up.
It would have.
Before now, instead of something else coming up that's doing all of your thinking.
And this is a classic example of dick thinking.
4 months is not long enough to vet a house you're going to buy, let alone...
Yeah, you don't really know what's going on with your house until you lived in it for a year or
no kidding, let alone signing away half your shit to a woman who used to give mouth hugs and lubriderm lovin' to
lubriderm lovin'
to old fat dudes who haven't seen their dick since the Nixon administration.
Yeah, could you please like reach under and pull up my gunt and grab on my one-eyed Wonder Worm snot slinger, please?
And these sexcapade workers, they want respect. Like, oh, well, it's real work. Okay, fine. I've never been so strapped for cash, and my love of materialism has never been so high that I, you know, in order to get the new iPhone, I thought, well, you know, it's just a dick. Come on. Have some self-respect.
Yeah. How much is your humility worth?
Exactly. And what really cracks me up is these people all pretend to have self-respect, and they demand respect from you. But they secretly hate themselves, which is why they do what they do.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
I thought I loved this woman.
No, you didn't love her. Your dick loved her.
Yes. Yeah. You weren't thinking with this. You were thinking with that. And that thinks it loves everything that's, you know, pink and moist and open for business.
And that is the length of an actual excuse for a man.
Exactly. 6 to 8 inches of excuse. While I worked hard for us, a second child followed in short order. And after my son, she begged me to get a vasectomy. I promised her if we stopped at 2 kids, I would get us a multi-family home before his 10th birthday. It's good to have goals. After I got deactivated, the sex life nearly died. But she would, multiple times a year, ask me to get pregnancy tests for her.
Oh, shit! That is bad, bro!
This is bad, right? This is bad! Grocery bag full of pregnancy tests.
He went out and did it.
He did it.
He went out and bought the stuff. I mean, I've gone out to get tampons and other, you know.
You're still dirty going through that line.
I'm just not good at it. I prefer not to.
Channeling your inner Dylan Mulvaney.
Bro, that's so cold, man.
All right, if you have any questions, I have to wait around for a woman to come into the aisle. Hey! What's in this this box here? And that, what's the difference? Can you explain it to me? I'm new with this. They all laugh, but they help you out.
Yeah, I'm here to use my tampons to perform the Bloody Larry. If you don't know what that is, consider yourself lucky.
That's horrible.
I had it explained to me in vivid detail, and I haven't slept a wink since.
Once you hear that, you can't scrape it out of your ears.
I'm surviving on well wishes and caffeine. I suspect she was cheating on me.
No. Yep.
But I couldn't prove it. That's actually, as a dude, speaking from experience, that's the worst scenario to be in.
Well, I'm going to be honest. In that situation, I would have secretly DNA tested those kids.
Oh, yeah.
To see if they were mine.
How dare you?
But there really is nothing worse than knowing something is wrong.
Yeah.
Having no proof that it's wrong. It's like you trust your gut.
Yep.
But if you can't prove anything, especially with today's modern women, it's useless because they will swear on a stack of Bibles that nothing is going wrong. They will gaslight you. They will make you feel like you are insane until you catch them red-handed. And even then, guess what?
It's not what it looks like.
What? Or it's your fault.
You're the victim here. Starved for affection. Driven into the arms of another man.
Seven.
Yeah, whatever.
Could you please rewind the tape that shows me doing CPR on his ass while he's banging
in and
you?
In and out.
Did that happen? No, shut up. You know what you're talking about.
In 2016, I took a set of severe head injuries on the job and ended up permanently disabled.
Oh, that's bad.
That's very bad. One, for your health, but two, it's you might as well start the egg timer for the detonation of your marriage.
Yeah, well, and TBI is exceptionally hard to come back from.
Yeah.
It took me like a decade just to get to even keel, and even today I'm still fighting the symptoms.
After a few years of difficulty, in 2018 I caught my wife talking to some Nigerian scammer she met on Words with Friends who was catfishing her with the photos of a Portuguese softcore gay porn star claiming he worked on an oil rig. Oh, he's working on a rig, and there's probably lots of oil there. But it's not the kind you could put in your car.
Listen, man, I don't know what it is with that country, but they have a lot of scammers there.
He's using grape seed oil all up and down his shaved posterior.
Yeah.
Literally waxing dead ass.
All right, so there's so far what I'm hearing, there's going to be some type of remorse and regret here soon.
Probably. She was spinning fantasies about leaving me, stealing my children, and moving with him to a nearby state. telling him she loved him, talking dirty, etc.
Wow. Why are women so mentally weak that they actually think this is a viable... Wow, what are they thinking?
When they have concocted their sob story and made themselves the victim in their own head, they're looking for any way out they can find. And especially women who are mothers of two children, they know that their options are severely limited, and that makes them A1 prime meat game for these scammers and love bombers.
Okay.
Because they're stupid.
On that, we can agree.
There was one video that a fan sent to us about a chick who was catfished, and she cashed in the retirement that they had both been working
for. Oh, yeah, I remember that story.
I think in the end, she was in deep for almost $250,000 dollars for a dude that she never met, and the guy was using pictures from, like, a veteran online.
You serious?
She claimed she was lonely because I would fall asleep on the couch after making everyone dinner, since with my head injury, all I could manage was to feed everyone and get the kids off to school every day.
That sounds respectable.
That's... Dude, he's got a traumatic brain injury.
I know.
Shit. Give him some patience and grace.
Nah, my ex did the same shit to me, man. Just drew a red line through my name.
Yep. As soon as you're not providing for them anymore, it's like...
Yeah, you become this... You're a burden.
Yeah. I'm not getting what I deserve. Therefore, you deserve all of the evil, heinous crap I can throw at you. Even though you didn't ask for this, the worst crime you committed was picking me. Lovely.
Wow.
In retrospect, she was not remotely contrite for what she did. She was upset she got caught.
Uh-huh.
Just jamming that shocker right up in there until you're hitting the cervix. The worst part, she had told her coworkers and her whole family about this fucking guy, and not one person told me about it.
Oh, shit.
They really love you, buddy.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? That's very common. You know, you're the golden dude while you marry her, and then afterwards, the in-laws just hate your guts for whatever reason.
That happened to you, too. I mean, shit, your bio family turned on your ass.
Yep.
And you had all the proof.
Yeah, all of it.
There was infidelity, yeah. Multiple times, allegedly, of course.
Forest of Cox. Let's get it right.
The whole fireman station with all the hose and
she was having a barnyard hoedown over there.
Yeah, she was. You want to come to the Hawaiian luau? You can be the pig.
Ah,
you're going to get spit roasted on the beach.
Nice.
You son of a bitch.
I should have taken this as a sign that the marriage needed to end. But I came from a broken home and wanted better for my kids. That's the excuse that keeps a lot of men hanging on for dear life while the boat's going down.
And the thing is that's a magnifier for emotional pain, too.
Yep.
Because if you're in it to win it and then it falls apart, man, holy crap.
You're dead. You're dead inside and out by the time this is over.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's what happened to me, man, and I don't think it's reawoken since.
Of course, I didn't want my children to live without a father, so for their sake, we went into marriage counseling. You're expecting me to say the EIU blew up my relationship, but in reality, we got along better through quarantine than we did in years. You got to turn your necessity into a virtue.
I don't know, man. This whole EIU crap.
It ended a lot of relationships and prolonged a lot of relationships that were already on life support. Because when the future of everything is uncertain, women cling to men. All of a sudden, that masculinity isn't so toxic that you could die tomorrow.
No!
I mean, it is part of their survival mechanism.
Yep.
You know, go along to get along.
I don't blame them for it. They are what they are. But... it's still nefarious as shit.
It is. And that's why I always say you can love women or you can understand women, but you can't do both. And once you understand how they are, it's next to impossible to turn that on.
I thought we were back on track.
Ah.
We even bought the multifamily home we lived in from the landlord. Sadly, oh God, with only her name on the paperwork.
Yeah, this guy's fucking up by the numbers, bro.
And I remodeled the entire first floor for us to live in and rented out the top floor. About a year after we bought the house, I was having difficulties with one of my medications affecting my mental state, and I stopped taking it.
Okay, that happens.
You have a legit problem. Most of the people who go on medication for mental stuff, they don't have a chemical imbalance in the beginning, but by the time they're on that shit for a couple of years, now you do.
Well, the thing is when they put me on the head meds after my TBI, I literally told the doctor, I'm only taking this for 1 year.
Yeah.
And I literally have not touched that shit since.
Why would you? Shit's poison to your system.
Oh, it's because it tampers with your thinking meat.
Exactly.
The hell with that.
And let's be completely honest, most of the people who are taking these head meds don't actually have a legit mental issue, they're just weak. And they want something to make them feel like they're in control.
Stop it, you weak, you baby! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
You could just, work on yourself.
Or it could be like a psychological crutch.
But hey, this is 2023, right? Why get help for something when you can just pay Big Pharma to fix the issue for you?
Yeah, that is...
And drive you into the arms of the Grim Reaper.
There's a reason on those head meds they put on the warning label suicidal tendencies.
Even though that's what they're supposed to cure you of. They totally don't make you a dependent on the same corporations you claim are responsible for all the ills of your life.
Are you really that stupid?
All right, maybe he made these bad decisions because he does have a TBI and he hasn't worked it out yet. That's another thing. People with TBIs tend to be, to people that are close to them.
Yeah.
Like over-trusting them.
Trust is something that is too easily given. And for some reason, people got to decimate you for you to take that trust away. It needs to be the other way around. My wife pretty much forced me to start taking it again and insisted that I take the full prescribed dose instead of the half dose that I had been taking before.
Okay.
Because she totally doesn't want you to be a psychological vegetable so she can get away with doing more shit right under your nose.
Well, that was one of my suspicions.
The psychological effects of the medication led to me being arrested a few months later, and she used my arrest as the opportunity of a lifetime, getting a mystery person to pwn up the $10,000 retainer for a very expensive attorney.
Oh, great. Right.
Yeah, you got played hard.
Yeah, you did, man.
She probably read over that list of side effects and was like, how can I use this to my advantage? So now, I am out of the marital home, seeing my kids one day a week after being a stay-at-home father for over 6 years and crashing on a couch.
Yes, it's actually a very common response.
Mm-hmm. Pick out a nice refrigerator box for yourself. I tried one last-ditch effort to reconcile with my wife, and essentially she told me that for 10 out of 13 years, she has been supposedly completely miserable and hasn't loved me, and that I supposedly fed her a bill of goods by getting disabled and not being able to provide for her wants and needs, which upon reviewing my bank statements appears to be between $400 and $700 a month of clothing, shoes, and makeup, and a $600 a month car payment. That's a hell to the
That's note. $1,200 a month just on incidentals for your wife. I mean, that's ridiculous.
A $600 a month car payment is like a $35,000 car. And what did she do to earn this?
Nothing.
Jack and shit. She gave him the 10 taco in the beginning, but now it's more like one of those travel bags of Lay's potato chips. You open it up and there's like three chips on the side and you're like, what the fuck? How am I supposed to fill up on this?
Yeah.
And it's all salty and gross.
Oh, God. That's nasty.
It is nasty. What's even nastier than that is paying for it and going back for seconds and thirds and fourths and fifths and then eventually signing away half your shit.
Yeah, kiss your shit goodbye.
Wow. She claimed we weren't spiritually compatible, and we don't want the same things in life.
That's standard talk.
Yeah. These are all excuses that she's been building up in her head and possibly scribbling in a notebook every time she's, in the shower diddling her bean with the faucet and going, oh, that's a good one. She mysteriously started bringing my kids to church every week. a church outside our state, so I can't go there due to bail, where she has multiple friends from when she went to Bible college.
Ah, okay.
This is the last-ditch effort for most modern women when they get to a certain age and they know that they have nothing to offer, and especially as, you know, a soon-to-be divorced single mom of two. You go back to church.
To peddle your used-up wares.
Yep. It wasn't my fault. Only Jesus can judge me. Jesus is up there like, you're a whore.
Yep.
Do better.
I think he's making all these mistakes because he's, one, he's got the TBI problem, and he's doing way too much dick thinking.
Way too much dick thinking.
And she is taking 100% of it. You know, advantage of his injuries.
Oh, yeah.
That is disgusting.
Dick thinking gets you into this situation, and then once you're in it and there are children involved, the rationalization hamster takes over. Even when she starts doing just horribly vile shit to you, for the sake of the children, every man will justify sticking around. Well, I mean, maybe this is just a phase. Maybe we're just going through something and we have to work together to come out on the other side of it and we'll be stronger. She doesn't really mean these things. It's just because of the stress of everything that we're going through with our finances, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And you do that until she finally takes away all your options and there's no doing it anymore.
Yep.
And then you finally have to face the truth.
You've been duped.
My daughter suspects her mom has a crush on someone at the church.
No.
Never saw that one coming.
Yeah.
Soon-to-be ex-wife is even claiming the silver bullet in family court, even though I'm the one who had to call the police more than once due to her violent tendencies.
Okay.
Shocker. Well, that's Duluth model for you.
If all you gotta do is get the police reports.
And even then, they're not gonna mean anything. 2/3 of accusations levied in family court are fraudulent, and 80% of those accusations are levied against men. This is part of their cash cow. They don't give a shit about your constitutional rights. In fact, they look forward to violating them because of bullshit like this. Because it gives them money. Best interest of the child, my ass.
Yeah, get the hell out of here with that bullshit.
Luckily. Okay, we're gonna get some good news here.
Yeah.
It would be a nice switch.
Okay.
I have recently retained an attorney with over 40 years of family court experience, and hopefully I will be able to at least maintain some type of relationship with my kids, who are 10 and 12 respectively.
Go for 50-50 custody.
Yes. Ironically, I have been a more regular churchgoer than she has been since the divorce started, with me discovering a faith community that fits my values and provides me the stability and support that I need. Between that and my carnivore diet dropping me nearly 50 pounds just
all
in
right.
the last few months.
All right, the thing with the wow. carnivore diet, that helps a lot heal the brain.
Yes, and carnivore diet is also really great for rebuilding your testosterone, which can help you rebuild your muscle mass. It helps rebuild your body when it, you know, takes damage.
It's, and a lot of people, when they take a really heavy emotional hit, your body reacts by cutting down on the amount of testosterone you make.
Yep. So eat your boiled eggs and your meat, and you'll be fine. Just don't do it at the bar, yeah. if you know what I
Stay
mean.
Stay away from the bar.
Stay away from the bar. And if somebody asks you to go to the bathroom in the bar, you say no.
That's right.
They ask you to go out back behind the bar, you say no.
Yeah, because they want to do a tuchus touch.
You'd rather super glue your asshole shut than go out behind the bar.
Wow!
Because you may have to out of necessity.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you might. You never know.
It's really fucked up. I need a minute.
I went out of bounds in my own head.
I took myself off the deep end, and now I'm fucking drowning in Lubriderm loving.
Lubriderm loving.
Well, I mean, you have to think of some ways to get around saying hand job on YouTube, so Lubriderm loving. There you go. Because if they're really nice to you, they will use lotion of some kind. How you doing, Kate? You introduced me to that. He continues, I am slowly rebuilding myself.
Good. I mean, that's all you really can do in this situation.
Yeah. And it takes a long time. I mean, you're still slowly crawling out, I would say. And it's been, what, 15 years?
Yeah. Oh, the funny part is I would leave notes in my car for important shit I had to do the next day.
Oh, yeah?
So I get in the car, I was like, dumbass, did you remember this?
Dumbass.
Like, yeah. Okay.
You just gotta pray on those days that the sun doesn't fade the note before you get in the car, and then you're looking at it like Ken Jeong on Community. What's this? It's a list of all the fucks I give, I think, but it's too small. It's too faded. Through all this, there have been many times I have nearly given up hope and quit my air addiction. You gave this man hope for the future. My three pillars of the week are my weekly visit with my kids, my Sunday church service, and the scattered doses of bad pie.
Yeah!
Tell the lads not to give up. You're doing the Lord's work, and honestly, you should get a ministry certificate so we can call you Father Pop. I think Pastor Pop has a better ring to it.
I don't need any more titles. I've had enough names.
I'm Pastor Pop. All the dominoes and somebody's been out of sanctus. My name is not going to be blessed.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Now, my grandfather was a minister. That's enough. Good.
The best part is the postscript.
All right.
Administrative violence is legit. And that video saved my butt in the start of the divorce.
Yeah!
Also, if you make your book available in paperback, I would buy them all for the men I know as Christmas presents if you did. Stories like this are why we do this show. Because so many dudes out there are going through all the same shit. Many of you are wallowing in pain and thinking that your circumstances are unique. They're not.
They're not, yeah. And listen, I've been there. I've been that dude just trudging forward with that blank stare.
Yep.
Just trying to, you know, get the day done with and move on. And it's tedious.
It's tedious, and it can keep you trapped in that pain mind.
Yeah. You build your own prison with basically your fears, hopes, beliefs. You literally build the walls that keep you in place.
Yep. Essentially, you put yourself into solitary confinement, you know, kind of like certain sightseers in Washington, D.C. on a certain date in January.
Yeah.
But you do it to yourself. And the reason why you do that is because most of us, for some reason, especially men, we internalize a lot of our strife, which is why many of us die of heart attacks.
That's fine.
Yeah. And if we don't talk to other men who are in a similar position, we may die thinking that these circumstances were unique.
Yeah.
Whereas if we realize, hey, I'm not alone, this is a thing, there's actually some camaraderie in this community that can help me make sense of this shit. Hey, maybe I can reduce my stress, rebuild myself from the ground up, and actually make the most of what's left of my life. You can do that.
Yeah, because you can always make more money.
Can always make more money, but you can't fix stupid.
Yeah, you're never going to buy back any more time.
No. No amount of money ever bought back 1 second of time, and that's why it's important to make the most of what you got.